Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The only show on this national radio run by libertarians who allow you to call in and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Angie.
And I have good news out there for people. It's not all bad. There is hope, and I got this story about this corrupt Border Patrol agent that just fills me with hope that some of these are actually good people. Now, of course, he's being characterized as corrupt just now. I don't know if this article actually calls him corrupt or not, but I'm doing that because I'm sure that that's how they view it. But to me, he took $400 in bribes to smuggle migrants into the United States. And to him, I have to say, awesome.
$400.
Yes. Thank you for your service, dude. Now quit the Border Patrol and just, you know, do your side thing.
Yeah, you know what's going on there. You know what they look for. You know what you can get away with if you've been on the Border Patrol.
Right. Renato Vidari sped north up Highway 35 in a Ram pickup near Pearsall, Texas, after crossing the border from Mexico in March of 2019. When he was pulled over by the Frio County Sheriff's Office, deputies discovered he was smuggling 5 migrants.
So they got caught?
Yes. Well, I mean, clearly they wrote an article about him. So.
Oh, well, in the act.
Oh, excellent point. Yes, he was caught in the act. Vidari later pleaded guilty to illegally conspiring to transport people across the border, but he told investigators he had help. A U.S. Border Patrol... Oh, no, Renato is not the Border Patrol agent, apparently. A U.S. Border Patrol agent named Rodney Tolson let Vidari cross the checkpoint with loads of migrants, he told investigators, according to a plea agreement filed this week.
So I wonder if they ever got actually, like, rounded up and deported or anything, or if they're just in the country already.
Hopefully they're still here and they're still free because, you know, borders are nonsense.
I don't think they're free. If they got caught, they've stuck them in a camp somewhere.
Well, those 5 at least got caught. But the others that he successfully smuggled in, maybe didn't get
caught. I hope it was hundreds.
I hope it was, well, he characterizes it as loads of migrants, so it probably was dozens, maybe hundreds. In May, Tolson, the Border Patrol agent, was arrested and indicted by a grand jury. He signed his plea deal on July the 7th, admitting to conspiracy to transport an undocumented migrant within the United States. What an absurdist world we live in, where it's a crime to transport an undocumented migrant in the United States.
A person, an actual human. It's illegal to take them from one place to another.
If they do not have the government's permission
Your papers.
To be here.
Yeah.
So now Tolson is facing up to 10 years in prison for conspiring to illegally transport migrants from February to March 2019. Tolson confessed to receiving $400 per person from an associate of Vidari, according to the plea deal. The associate, who wasn't named in court documents, said Tolson assisted in their smuggling operations as many as 6 times. That would make sense if you were a smuggler of people, by which I mean if you were helping people who wanted to come to the United States, come to the United States, you would want to have a Border Patrol agent on your side.
Oh, absolutely, so you can make it through the inspections.
It's unclear how much money Tolson received in total. His attorney did not respond to requests for comment. Tolson's case highlights a problem that U.S. Customs and Border Protection has faced for years. Corruption, among the ranks of agents guarding the U.S.-Mexico border. I don't view this as corruption.
I don't either, but if you can imagine the guy who was actually toting them across the line and was making $400 per person, imagine how much they were actually having to pay to get taken across the line, because they're going to have to pay each person that's in the process to go across the line.
I wondered about that as well. It's got to be, you know, $3,000 or $4,000.
Exactly. Per person that they're going to have to pay to get from one place that's, like, crappy and that's not safe into a place that maybe they can actually make a living.
And think about how that is significantly cheaper than the process of becoming a U.S. citizen.
Is it? Now, and faster.
Yeah, Will Coley used to, you know, live in this very property, and he's married to a migrant.
Right.
And, I mean, it's totally 100% normal. It's not like, oh, we got married so she could become a U.S. citizen. None of that. I think the total amount that he spent was, I don't recall the exact number. He did a speech about it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival one year, but it was something like $16,000 to $20,000. And they're like, hey, we lost this thing. We never received this thing that you filed, or they admitted to losing it. I don't recall exactly what. And it cost like $2,500 to file it the first time. And they were just like, oh, no, you got to pay that money again and file it again. And that's all there is to it.
And there's no way in saying, hey, I've already done that or I've already paid that, because they don't care. You know, you have to do it.
They forced him to pay it twice.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he didn't, they were going to take his wife and ship her back to
I think they had kids, right? Like, she was a mom. So it wasn't like you could just take this woman and, like, uproot her and move. Like, it affected these children.
Yeah, people seem to think that, you know, it's just a matter of filling out some paperwork and all of that.
No, it's not that easy.
It's a tedious, years-long process requiring examinations and massive amounts of money just to become a U.S. citizen. So it's cheaper for these people to pay, presumably, $4,000 to $5,000 to get smuggled in here illegally than it is to become a U.S. citizen. To me, that's a much bigger problem. You know,
the system is so broken.
If you come to the United States, you should be a United States citizen just because you're here.
That's it. You're on the property. You're on the soil. You are officially a United States citizen.
That's the way I view it. Biden administration removed. No, that's something totally unrelated that they hid in the article. Arrests among Border Patrol agents spiked in 2018 following 4 years of steady decline. And some observers say the Trump administration's strict border policies made corruption more rampant. Tighter border security may further increase the level of this type of bribery, said a unrelated headset. Why would they even do that? It's totally unrelated. MSNBC, I expect better from you. For his part, Tolson admitted to assisting smugglers for money for 2 months in 2019. And now they're just repeating themselves. So there's not much more to say about this here, but kudos to this Border Patrol agent who was helping people come to the United States if they so wanted. To me, that's a good thing. That's not corruption. That's them being decent human beings. The system is corrupt. The system that is separating families from each other and throwing them in prisons without trial.
I was going to ask you, like, what happens if, like, say, Joe Bob comes across the border with, like, Stacy, Jamie, and Tracy, and they're illegal immigrants, and then they get Stacy, Amy, and Tracy, and then what do they do with them? Do they ship them back across, or do they put them in some kind of camp?
I think it depends, and I don't know what it depends on, but there is certainly some catch and release going on where they just catch migrants and just
send them back.
Yeah, they just drop them back off on the other side of the border. There is some of that, but there are also these camps throughout the United States. There's one here in New Hampshire, right, where they just push these people in, and they're beyond capacity.
That's what I was going to ask. The capacity has to be, like, busting at the seams, and not to mention the money that they're spending and the medical treatment or the issues that they're having there or the food that they're having to feed these people. I mean, can't be humane.
They are what anyone would recognize as concentration camps. And the Jews actually put a Jewish organization. I said the Jews. I don't know why. But a Jewish organization actually protested outside one of the FEMA camps here, one of the FEMA prisons here in New Hampshire, saying, hey, when we said never again, we meant it, and it's happening again, because it is happening again. They are rounding people up.
And people are crazy if you think that they will not throw you in these places. If you haven't gotten your vaccine or you're not, you know, doing what they say or abiding by their laws, they will pick you up and put you in there and won't think twice about it.
It's certainly getting to that point. I hope we don't see it in regard to not getting the vaccine or anything like that, but they have these prisons now all across the United States.
I won't be surprised when it happens.
You would think it would make more sense to just put them back in their country. It's not that I want them to do that either, but why would you...
Maybe they're afraid that they'll be able to get that $5,000 again and try it again. Who knows? They might not get caught the second time. So it costs them 10 grand to get in the country. That's better than 15 or 20.
So just waste their lives and... cages.
Yeah, these people want to be here. I don't see the issue.
I was talking to my dad, who's like real conservative, about one of my friends from San Antonio who is illegal, and I was just saying, like, he works for a business. He works harder than, like, seriously anyone on earth that I know. My dad was just, like, even agreeing, like, why do we not want to have people like that in our country? Like, he's dealing with a bunch of immigration stuff right now.
It doesn't make any sense. But what are your thoughts? Should we actually open the border? Should anyone who comes here be a United States citizen? 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon, at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Bonnie, and Angie.
Good job. You did it twice.
I know, right?
Yes.
I think, trying to say Aria, Angie, and Bonnie.
Exactly.
See, I did it just fine just now, so I don't know.
It's the difference in the chairs. I get it.
The one time was because we had just been talking about Ian, so you called her, like, Angie or something.
Yeah.
ENG, who knows? I don't recall. But, Bonnie, you have a story that a state rep somewhere got pulled over, and he claimed that the pullover was racially motivated.
Yes, I think your Wi-Fi is just not working on my phone, so I got to get it pulled up. But he got pulled over, and he claimed it was racially motivated. And then the body cam came out, and Fox News is trying to frame this like, oh, see, it wasn't racially motivated. Now we have proof. But I read the whole thing, and I thought, it doesn't sound like proof that it wasn't racially motivated.
Maybe they're just trying to cover it up, or that it doesn't make it sound racially motivated because it would look bad on them.
Yep.
Well, even if the police pulled him over for a legitimate reason, like a broken tail, well, that's not a legitimate, for what they consider to be a legitimate reason, like he was speeding or something, that still doesn't mean it wasn't racially motivated, because police exercise discretion.
Yes, they do.
About who to pull over and who not to pull over. Plenty of people speed up and down in front of my house all day, every day.
What is it, 40 out here?
It's 40.
Yeah.
It goes 60.
Yeah. And
exactly.
Most people do, right?
But there are also a lot of accidents here.
There are. This intersection here is the second most accidentally prone place in.
You're like, let me set up my chair and my drink. I'll just sit and watch.
Usually,
I do have one of my security cameras pointed toward the bridge.
Good for you.
Just to catch it and watch it and see what actually happens. But yeah, probably once a month on average, there's an accident somewhere within a few hundred yards of my house.
Well, it's exactly like what you're saying. There was like a, you know, according to the police, a legitimate reason to pull him over. But when the guy in the video starts talking about the way the cop pulled him over, you'll see what I mean. It sounds to me like it did seem like he picked him. Okay, so.
Oh, you said this is from Fox News?
Yes. The headline is body cam.
Hold on. I got to think about. I can play the video. I need you to email it to me, though.
Okay.
It's Fox News is one of your approved outlets. Okay.
Oh, so you want me to send you this link and you can play the video for it?
Ostensibly, yes. As long as the CPU button is unmuted at the LRN studio server, because I'm going to have to play it from there. Because if I played it from here, we would hear it,
but no one else
and it would go out on the video feeds, but it wouldn't go out on terrestrial radio because of how I have it set
up. I could do closed caption.
Well, it's easy for me to just pull it up and watch it on the LRN PC, right?
You can narrate it off.
Well, I mean, then people will actually hear the audio, so that's simple enough to do. So, yes, that's exactly what I was getting at, and, you know, a lot of people are aware of this. Mark Edge is one of them. He knows that if I'm seen speeding, and he's seen speeding, well, not here in Keene, because I'm like, no.
Neither one. We're going to abandon ship.
But in most places, I would be the one that got pulled over. And if it was me seen speeding versus a black man who was seen speeding, the black man would be the
absolutely
one to get pulled over.
You know, it's funny. The vehicles in my home are registered to me, like all of them, I think. And the parking tickets that people get are all in my name. And I'm like, it's not my ticket. And they're like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm not doing anything with this ticket. It's for you. You take it to court. And they, like, I don't know. They keep coming in my name. I'm like, I wasn't even here.
Well, because that's
the car is registered in my name. Yeah.
I emailed it. Do you want to go pull it up or do you want me to read it first?
You can go ahead and start reading it.
So it says, Minnesota police released body cam footage taken during a traffic stop with State Rep. John Thompson that raises questions over his claim that he was pulled over for driving while black. Why in such a hurry? An officer asks Thompson, a Democrat, in the video filmed July 4th and released Tuesday by the St. Paul Police Department. I don't think I took off like a bat out of hell. I just drove off, Thompson replies. The office, which means, okay, so he was stopped at a stoplight. The officer pulled him over right after he took off, and a cop can just pull somebody over saying, like, oh, it looks like you took off too fast.
It doesn't matter how fast you take off. As long as you're not burning rubber or making a scene, there's no reason they should pull you over taking off fast.
Yeah, that's so silly. And
I mean, I drive an Eclipse that has a lot of horsepower. I tend to accelerate very quickly.
Yeah, I like your car. I drove it through the campground just to get signs. I was like, this is the best. I'm going to borrow this car.
I love driving.
Yeah, it's great.
It is. And, you know, it can get up to the speed limit very, very quickly, but there's nothing illegal about
that. I could only go or slow dangerous. In the campground, but I know somebody said, hey, can I take this car back to her? I was like, no.
No. Thank you for telling them, though. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Unfortunately, Fox News doesn't seem to have the video, and I can't, the body cam footage, and I can't seem to find it. But, I mean, obviously, I'm not allowed to just Google things, so I'm not doing that. But the video they have here, as news sites often do, is about Nikki Haley and invitations to UN experts on racism and minority issues, which is 100% totally and completely unrelated to the article. Why is it here? Why can't they put a video here that's actually related to the topic at hand?
I hate that. It just gets you, like, you start to watching, like, oh, is it going to get into it? Then you end up watching the whole video, and you're like, wait, that's not what I clicked on. That was something totally, that's just so stupid. All right, well, I'll just keep going then. It says, the officer asks Thompson for proof of insurance in the video, which the politician says is on his phone, and notes that he is a state representative in the district. The officer,
the guy who got pulled over, was his state representative?
Yes.
Okay.
So he tried pulling a, hey, I'm a lawmaker.
I'm so-and-so. Yeah. Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
You can't give me a ticket.
My friend used to pull, oh, my dad's a firefighter, which I didn't think would work, but it does.
Yeah, exactly.
It does work.
You know, I got pulled over one time for the windows being too dark on my Honda Del Sol, and they saw the Camp Lejeune sticker because Michael is a Marine. They're like, oh, your husband's a Marine? I was like, yes, he is. Ma'am, you should just have that taken care of.
Wow.
And they let me go. I was like, sweet.
I'm going to get some Army.
Right? This is the benefit I get? I'll take it.
Speaking of cops exercising discretion, right? Even if they do catch someone doing something that is, quote, illegal, they don't have to do anything about it.
Exactly.
Like, back when I lived in the South, I had a really bad habit of, you know, seeking out cops' wives and prison guards' wives.
Yeah.
And, you know, hooking up with them because they...
I love it.
It was a bad habit. I couldn't quit it.
Yeah.
I could have. I just, there was no...
It was the excitement. It was great.
No, it
and
was,
they're longing for something, for a companionship.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's super easy.
It's easy. That's what it is.
There is no one in the world
let me make a note. Let me hook up with cops' wives.
Hook up with than a cop's wife. And... some of these people were just like jailers or whatever.
Yeah.
They would, if they ever got pulled over, they would always just flash their work ID.
And they'd be let go. They'd be released. Yeah.
And it's sickening. If you're in their magic little club, they will let
you
go.
That's exactly it. Or you drop the right name, even if you're not in their club, and you say, hey, I know so-and-so. They're like, oh, okay. Well, you have a good night.
Yeah, it's sickening how much buddy-buddy stuff goes on, even here in New Hampshire.
Let me stroke yours while you stroke mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he tried to pull, but it didn't work for him. It says, the officer asks about his Wisconsin driver's license and returns to the vehicle for roughly 14 minutes, wasting everyone's time. You're suspended in Minnesota, the officer says, after returning to Thompson's car. I guess we can
more about this coming up, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. Because racism is real, and cops are notoriously racist. Defund the police. It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says it will begin evacuating Afghans who aided U.S. forces in that country at the end of the month. It's unclear how many people the program, called Operation Allies Refuge, will be able to relocate to safe countries. There has been a push in recent weeks to get Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country as troops are being pulled out. Many have said they fear for their lives as the Taliban has made considerable gains in regaining territory in the country. And a group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus, as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for a pandemic. There's thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. While the COVID-19 pandemic was front and center in 2020, another public health crisis was worsening. Lance Pry has more.
The feds reported Wednesday overdose deaths soared to a record 93,000 last year during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the previous year, about 72,000 drug overdoses were reported, making this report a 29% increase. This morbid number indicates 11 people an hour are ODing to death in America. Experts contend lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Shannon Monette, an associate professor at Syracuse University who researches geographical patterns in overdoses, says nearly all of the increase is fentanyl contamination in some way. Heroin is contaminated, cocaine is contaminated, methamphetamine is contaminated. End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. I want to talk about ForkFest, but I'm still so not sure about what dates, and it's not my decision. But
talking about like next year?
Yeah. I'm not convinced that it's a good idea to continue holding it after the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You know, I'm unsure about that as well, but I think that it is becoming common practice for it to be held afterwards, and people are expecting it. And there were a lot of people who were there that I met just in, like, passing. They were, like, walk by our campgrounds, and I would say, hey, we have food. Have you eaten? And they would look at you like, what, like a deer in the headlights? And I'd be like, hey, why are you here? And they're like, ForkFest. I'm like, come on in.
Sure, but we could get that from having it before as well.
Yeah, I think so as well. Or if you even do it concurrent with like a few days before and like a few days into ForkFest.
That's not going to be possible next year, remember?
They won't let you.
Well, They can't just
Oh, that's right. They have you have to have a ticket and all that BS,
So, yeah, unfortunately, they're going back to that.
Is there no chance that Crosby will change his mind?
No, I don't think so, because there were so many issues this year with Porkfest and some people who didn't have tickets. And what he said was that there were so many people who came to the campgrounds who didn't buy, like, their day passes and such, that it was really tasking on his facilities.
Mm. Yeah. So, but, you know, people show up early for Somalia Fest or for a pre-party, and I just feel like that's the way to go. One of the advantages we have from the Free State Project is we can evaluate how things are going, we can look at our mistakes, acknowledge them, and fix those mistakes.
Yes, and we can adjust. It was so much fun, though, and especially when people...
It'll be fun if we have it before as well.
I think so as well. We showed up 4 days before Porkfest, so we were there, and then by the end of Porkfest, we were spent. We were like, okay, there's been so much excitement and so many new people, like, we were ready to go home.
Yeah,
I think the weather is nicer at the beginning of June.
I completely agree.
Yes, it was very rainy this year.
Yep, that's what everybody said. They said, oh, it was great toward the end, but it rained the last 3 days.
I mean, it's been a rainy year, though. Even here, it's just raining.
My garden absolutely loves it.
Well, I don't. I really wish it would stop.
I'll bring some fruits and vegetables over. I can share them, and then you'll enjoy it.
Okay, thanks. So we had a call, and I was just, you know, talking about stuff until, you know, we had a dump button, but the caller got off the line anyway. So anyway, let's get back into this story. But what are your thoughts on Porkfest and when it should be?
And if you showed up, please call and let us know what you would like different or what you would like to change or what you can suggest. I know there were people who came over to the FTL tent. There was a guy that was like, hey, you're that voice on FTL. And I was like, yeah, hey, that's me. You know, hey, I'm that. You know, what are you talking about, that voice?
Well, one of the beautiful things about Porkfest is that if somebody wants to change something or someone wants to see something done, then, I mean, they're going to have to do it.
There were a lot of vendors that were at Porkfest that stayed for Porkfest afterwards that had so much fun. They come to the poker game, like, the last night where they're like, this is the best thing ever. And I was like, isn't it great?
They weren't working.
Exactly. At like 3 a.m., they were able to actually enjoy themselves. Even though they had to be back up and edit at like 10 or 11, they were actually able to enjoy a festival.
Which is, you know, a strong reason to continue holding it behind.
I loved it.
Or to cut down the Porkfest days to a 4-day festival and have both Somalia Fest and Porkfest.
Yes, I think that would probably be wise, because after Porkfest, we stayed for like 5 days after, and it was great. But then there's a point where you get like, okay, I need to get back.
Yeah, 2 full weeks at a campground is
crazy.
Pretty much all. I didn't even make it 2 full weeks this year.
I booked 18 days, and I think we stayed 14 days.
Yeah. As soon as we wrapped up the show Saturday, I was like, all right, guys.
And you're like, peace out. I'm out. Yep, yeah, but you were ready, like, before that. I remember talking to you, and you were like, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
I hate being away from my bed.
Yeah.
I don't mind being away from my bed. I'm just not an overly social person. And this was just 2 steady weeks of socializing.
And that's such an extrovert. I loved it. I loved every minute of it, talking to everyone. And I was like, hey, have you been on FTL? Hey, have you been on FTL? Hey, we should go talk to Aria. And I was like, hey, I got this person. I got this person. They're coming.
Yeah, and that was awesome.
It was great.
Because I'm not
so much fun.
So let's get back into the story about this black state representative who was pulled over for accelerating too quickly after a stop sign or something like that. What was the exact reason for the pullover? I've already forgotten.
I actually think that the cop later in the article says that it's because he didn't have a front license plate, but he walks up to him and says, hey, why'd you take off so fast? Why are you in a hurry? And the guy says, well, I don't think I took off like a bat out of hell. I just, you know, took off. And,
See, that was already the state rep's mistake.
That's exactly it. You should say, excuse me, what are you talking about?
I don't answer questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like he thought he could just throw around that he was a state rep and get out of this, but apparently this guy was looking to pull over a black guy is what I think, so.
You whip out the camera, you start recording, because we shouldn't be relying on body cam footage for this in the first place, right? Mm. The guy who got pulled over should have immediately whipped out his camera.
Yes.
They've been doing a lot of work here on Route 101 at pretty much starting right at 10 o'clock, and on my way home from the LRN studio every night, I end up having to go by cops who are like, oh, yeah, okay, this part is closed, and it doesn't matter that they're just directing traffic. My phone is out, and I'm recording.
Good for you. I love that. Yeah. And there have been times I've been pulled over, and, like, I sit there before they walk away. I'm like, am I going to record this interaction? And I'm like, yeah, you're dang right I am. Even if it doesn't turn out well, I'm going to record it so that they're accountable and I'm accountable.
Can you drive with a phone in your hand in New Hampshire? Because
no, you're not supposed to.
I wasn't driving. I was parked.
Nope. But it can be in a device, like in a, like a little carrier or a case or something, like sitting in your car.
Okay.
But it, you, a handheld device is illegal in New Hampshire.
Which means only you can't have it. In
your hand. You can touch it, but it has to be in something. I was pulled over in Vermont one day when I was going to a spin class for that. They were like, well, you were looking down. I was like, you are wrong. I was declining a call, and it was in my seat, and I pushed no whenever it came through so my music would come back on. He was like, well, I could give you a ticket. And I'm like, well, then give me a ticket. I don't care what you do.
See, I wouldn't have even told him that. I was like, I'm not answering questions.
Yeah, I guess I should have said that.
Because for all they know, you're navigating a GPS app. They can't prove that
exactly. You weren't. And by the time the interaction was over, I had to go teach a spin class, and I was so flustered. I was like, this is ridiculous. It was a really hard class that morning.
And it is legal.
Did you get a ticket?
No, I didn't get a ticket because I worked for the gym that I worked for, and he knew the owner, and he was like, if I give you a ticket, you're so going to take me to court. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you dang right I am.
Yeah, it's always good to take these things.
I remember a guy told me one time, it's better to fly under the radar than to be, or it's better to be ignored and fly under the radar than to just be missed. And I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I want them to avoid me versus just be like, oh, we just happened to miss this one.
I would rather they avoid me as well. I want them to, the cops to go out of their way to avoid me.
And I think that's the case with me. I think that they avoid my name.
I'm pretty sure it's the case with me.
I'm certain it's true. You have an original name. I'm certain they're like, oh, that one. No, let's just go past that one.
Hopefully, right?
I haven't been pulled over here yet, so I don't really know.
It's coming, Bonnie. Don't worry. They're going to be like, oh, that's who you are.
I have a Texas driver's license, so I'm always, like, assuming that they want to pull over out-of-staters because I've always heard that.
But they don't know you're...
But there's a college state. So they may think that you're, like, a college... Because you look young. They may think you're, like, a college student or, like, in school there. And they'd be like, oh, well, this is just a college kid.
Oh, you mean you have the license.
Oh, yeah, did I say driver's license? I was
talking about a plate.
Yeah, okay. I have a Texas plate.
I thought I saw a Texas plate the other day when you drove by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They spent a good 9-10 months trying to pull me over before they were finally successful. And they continue to deny it, but I am convinced that this one cop that I drove past was setting a trap and radioed this other cop that was right up.
I'm certain that happens here.
When I was like, hey, so that cop I just passed, that had nothing to do with you pulling me over.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm positive it did. But it took them 9 months to...
Yeah, but I've seen them set, like, on bridges or whatever, and somebody, like, down below, and, like, they see you speeding, like, oh, clock this one, or get this one, or pull this one over. This is what they were doing. I'm certain that that's what they're doing.
How could you just, like, be proud of yourself when you go home, like,
I'm just doing my job.
I thought it was so funny. I saw Mikey did, like, some cop.
Oh, when he walked up to that guy, and he was like, what are you doing here?
You look suspicious. Yeah,
where are you going? And like the guy was just sitting there. He was like, where are you headed? You asked us that. I was just, this is my 16-year-old kid. I'm like, oh my god, I'm doing something right. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's right.
More coming up here about this racist officer. I'm going to assume he's probably racist because most cops are. You can join this discussion 603-283.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. I would say you're welcome to join us, but it's unlikely that you're... Well, no, we've got actually someone in the studio who's capable of doing this. 603-283-6160 is the number. You can join the discussion, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Bonnie and I, and Angie, who has stepped away for a moment, we've been talking about this cop who pulled over a state representative for... not having a front license plate, presumably, or for accelerating too quickly after a stop sign. Cops can always find a valid reason to pull someone over, a valid legal reason to pull someone over, to justify pulling someone over if they want to. There's always something they can identify that's wrong with your vehicle, something like a license plate light being out. That was ultimately what they busted me for, was having... No, I remember. The office, they did give me the ticket for that, but the officer said I got pulled over because my blinker was blinking too quickly.
What? Doesn't that mean that you have, like, a short or that your bulb was about to go bad?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But it was working.
They pulled you over because it was blinking? It was working too fast.
The officer is on video saying... that my blinker was blinking too quickly. So
what happened with that?
I don't recall now.
Yeah.
This was 2 years ago, I think. I mean, pretty much from the moment I got to New Hampshire, they started stalking me.
Of course they did.
And they persisted for quite a long time.
But what did you say to him when he said that it was blinking too fast?
I don't recall now. Like I said, that was 2 years ago. It was something like, what is the law? How fast does the law allow them to blink or something?
How many times per second can my blinker blink without getting in trouble?
Yeah, is this recorded as a rate somewhere? But let's go to the phones. We've got John calling from Long Island. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello, everyone.
John.
Just making a comment about Pork Fest and Talk Fest. I've been to 6 Pork Fests. And whatever the Fork Fest was, maybe it's 3 or 4 now. I enjoy it afterwards for the simple fact that I take the week off, and I have the weekend before, which I take off the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I get Pork Fest, which is extremely busy. But then Fork Fest dies down a little bit, which I happen to like, and I enjoy the camping and other things besides that. And then there's the fireworks show. So I have to like it afterwards.
John, have you found that during Fork Fest, it's a little more personable, that you get to meet people and have, like, longer discussions, and you don't feel rushed or in a hurry?
Well, definitely, because, there's a lot more people that I get to know. Yeah, definitely.
Well, Fork Fest is definitely laid back. There's no schedule. No one's really trying to be anywhere, usually.
Yeah, and the people that are at Fork Fest are, like, locals and people in the community. So they know the area, and they know, like, look, where I'm talking about area is sort of like New Hampshire.
Yeah.
They know the state.
Right.
And so they're able to give you input on what you can and can't expect when you come to the state.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been coming to the state for a long time. Probably all my life, and I love it there. But unfortunately, I'm in downstate New York, and I'm a slave to my job, which I don't want to be. But you know, it's what I guess what I choose to do somehow. But whatever.
You just get a 2 weeks a year of freedom a year.
Yeah. Oh, I love it up there. Yeah, I absolutely love it. And I bring friends, my father, my brother-in-law. I don't even tell them what's going on. And they just learn about it. It's absolutely great.
You just say, hey, we're going camping. And then they discover, like, the freedoms and the beauty of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's an awesome event. John. No. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I agree. And the one thing when Fork Fest was before Pork Fest, I didn't like how it transpired. Like, when Pork Fest started, there was just all, you know, the security, and they were, like, riding around. It's like,
well, that was the reason that Fork Fest came into existence in the first place. And we mm-hmm. all watched it happen. The final year that Fork Fest occurred before the Porcupine Freedom Festival happened, we all watched it. The penultimate night of Fork Fest, that is the night where everything peaked. It was joyous and celebratory, and everyone had a great time. The next night was still technically Fork Fest. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival people had arrived. The Pork Rangers were out, and you know, I heard the head of the Pork Rangers that year saying that she was frustrated because they didn't have jurisdiction because it was technically Fork Fest still. I mean, that's the level of out of control the Porcupine Freedom Festival ended up becoming.
And I think they're moving back to that.
Exactly,
I don't know to what extent they're moving back to that. But, I mean, the whole idea from behind Fork Fest and carrying it after was, you know, providing people with a way to actually experience libertarian ideas in practice. Mm-hmm. With no one being in charge, everything decentralized. Dude, you do what you want to do, and I'll do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Next year, John, do you have your sights lined up? Are you going to be at Pork Fest and Fork Fest next year?
I have been, and I always will be. I stop up
That's
there.
Great.
What do you call it? I go up in October, Columbus Day. You know, I happen to be. I have to go by what the states tell me when I'm off. So I get off Columbus Day, and I go up for the foliage up there, and I see Crosby. He's a great guy.
He is.
And you know, and I love it up there. So
I remember sitting down and having ice cream with him this year, which is unusual because he doesn't have that much time.
And they give you a big ice cream over there, too. Right?
Yeah, great.
John, thank you so much for the call tonight. It's awesome. I want people's feedback on this because ultimately Free Talk Live are the ones who are promoting Fork Fest. And there's no agreement even between us about what dates we should be promoting.
Just remember, whenever Fork Fest does, be there. You're going to love it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's too early at this point to matter anyway.
Yep,
I mean,
it is.
Fork Fest just ended 10
Sometime
days ago.
Sometime the end of June, beginning of July. You just got to show up.
Yeah. So there's no point in really promoting it this far out anyway. So.
But we are. We're already promoting.
Well, we're talking about, but we're not, like, talking about when it's going to be or anything like that. So.
But you got to be there.
Does Porkfest have its official dates yet?
I think they have. Yeah, they have released them because I had to buy tickets in order to reserve a site this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's, I'm saddened by that development. But
it was from Crosby. It came from the owner because of the people that had come in who did not have tickets or day passes.
Well, they didn't have day passes to Rogers Campground.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know how requiring people to have a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket is going to fix that.
I don't either, but I know that one time they had people standing at the gate, that the one that opened where the cars drove through, and you had to show them your Porkfest bracelet or that you were on the list in order to get in.
Yes, but those were the Pork Rangers who were doing.
Yes, they were the Pork Rangers.
Does Crosby not have enough people to have something
no,
like that?
No, he doesn't have that many people.
Because, I mean, I've only
it's
ever...
really simple. A vehicle pulls up to the thing. You look out there. If you don't see an orange sticker, don't open the
gate. But what if you have an orange sticker and there's five people in your car?
Good point.
Because, I mean, in my car, there were usually four or five people or more that were coming through the gate, and we had one orange sticker, and they have no idea what site you are and how many people you registered.
So the idea behind requiring a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket then is to lower the amount of people there because every child in your vehicle or whatever has to have a Porcupine Freedom
yeah,
Festival
but they
ticket?
Weren't, possibly, but they weren't children because you didn't have to register your children or buy a ticket for Porkfest this past year, but you were supposed to like say that you were having children. I didn't do that because I was like, I'm not paying for them. Why am I going to sign them up? But I had adults. In my car that came with us.
That people are saying it's Crosby's decision. I see, you know, I didn't ask Crosby about that particular thing, but it seems strange to me that Crosby really doesn't care about a whole lot.
I think he's worried about his plumbing and, like, the facility itself, because then there were some times that there was some misuse of the plumbing and misuse of the showers, and that he just wants to make sure that everything works properly for everyone who's paid to be there.
Yeah, Vincent told me that there were signs in the bathroom that said, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. And
yes.
I'm sorry, I don't pee on top of other people's
no,
pee.
Because, no way. That's
splash
not, no way. I'll pee outside beside the bathroom and leave my toilet paper
I would rather
there.
Do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't.
But I still don't see how requiring people to have Porcupine Freedom Festivals is still going to fix tickets, is still going to fix that issue. That's why I'm not 100% sold on the idea that this is Crosby's decision and that the Porcupine Freedom Festival had nothing to do with it.
I don't know. I know when we showed up, they gave us bracelets and said, hey, if you're going to be at Porkfest, wear these. And they were from the campground. They weren't Porcupine Freedom Festival bracelets. They were blue and white tape on bracelets that you put like you get to a club.
I didn't get one of those.
I got two of them when we showed up.
Bright red-haired trannies. So.
They're like, oh, we know who she is.
Yeah. And they did.
I know they did.
They also know who you are.
Yes, they do. They know who I am. Yeah, because they told me, they like, oh, your son is so-and-so. I'm like, yeah, that's him.
We need to have a talk.
Yes, that's exactly what they said.
Well, whenever Porkfest is going to happen, you should come to New Hampshire
Please
and experience
come.
The awesome event. As he was pointing out, as John, our caller, was pointing out, the vibes are very different. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is sort of high maintenance, while Porkfest is very low-key, very relaxed, just hanging out with friends. But that does it for tonight's show. We're online in the meantime. You can join us at social.freetalklive.com. That's our own independent social media network, social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.